A change in state law prompted the city to reevaluate its food handling policy. In October, the city council approved a slew of changes, most of them minor.
Our last change is to remove the word volunteers from our definition of a food handler.
Vince DeLisi is with Austin Travis County Health and Human Services. He says many local nonprofits support removing volunteers from the list of those required to get food handler certification. It's often too much of a burden for them to get certified, especially when some people volunteer only once a year. But what about ensuring that food is safely handled and prepared?
The fear of getting sued is no longer the problem that it used to be. I would have to tell you that this is a personal priority of mine. We live in the most agriculturally abundant nation on earth. There is simply no excuse for hunger in this country, especially when we let up to one-third of our food supply go to waste every year.
That's former U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Dan Glickman in 1998. 2 years prior, the federal government passed the Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Food Donation Act. It protects those who donate food in, quote, good faith from being prosecuted if someone then gets sick from that food. Texas passed a similar law more than a decade earlier. Regardless, some nonprofits don't take the risk and require all volunteers to have food handler certification.
It sounds very ominous when you say that. But it's only about a two-hour online interactive course.
Bill Fry is with Keep Austin Fed, which asks all volunteers to be certified. Either way, city staff say nonprofits should still have a certified food manager overseeing things to make sure food gets handled safely this holiday season. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.